buscas las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's, estás justo a tiempo. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. ¿Estás pensando ya en poner luces navideñas? Aprovecha ahorros de hasta 50% en escaleras selectas. Precios de Black Friday sin las filas de Black Friday. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta el 11-19, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
You're listening to GRayRecords.com, your place for music plus more.
Wow, the pace of tech change right now, it's just incredible, isn't it?
It really is. Almost dizzying.
Especially with AI. You blink and there's something new. Trying to keep up feels, well, like a full-time job.
Uh-huh. Like drinking from a fire hose, yeah.
Exactly. But it feels like 2025 is going to be a real turning point. These AI tools are shifting from nice to have to absolutely essential.
Definitely. For work, for life. Everything.
So that's what we're doing today. We've got a couple of really insightful sources, a YouTube video, 9 AI tools you must be using in 2025, and a PDF focused on content creators.
Right.
And our mission is to cut through all that noise, you know, pull out the AI tools that are genuinely going to make a difference for you, maybe even surprise you.
And it's more than just knowing what they do. Understanding these tools is, well, it's crucial for efficiency, for creativity.
For advancement, too.
Absolutely.
Right.
Big time. So think of this as your focus briefing. We're giving you the intel on the AI landscape right now and what's coming next.
And really exploring how maybe one person with the right AI could potentially have the output of a whole team.
That's the really fascinating angle, isn't it?
Okay, let's dive in. First up, content creation and sort of personal productivity, starting with something wild, creating your digital twin.
Uh-huh. Your digital persona.
Yeah. So, hey, Jen, this tool lets you create a custom AI video avatar. Get this, from just 5 minutes of you on video.
Just 5 minutes? It's pretty remarkable.
The time saving alone is huge. And our source mentioned people are actually selling this as a service, like to founders in the US for their content.
And the key thing they stressed was how natural it looks. Like, you cannot tell the difference.
Wow.
Which speaks volumes about where this tech is heading. Virtual presence is becoming incredibly seamless.
But for that avatar to sound like you, that's where 11 Labs comes in, right? The voice partner.
Exactly. It needs the voice.
Yeah.
11 Labs creates that AI voice from, what, 1 or 2 hours of your audio?
Yeah, something like that to start. But apparently it gets much, much better with more input. Like 10 hours for a voice that's basically indistinguishable.
Right, the more data, the better the model.
Mm-hmm.
And the PDF source pointed out how useful this is for, you know, voiceovers, ads, narration.
So you combine Heijin and 11 Labs.
And suddenly you don't need to be physically recording all the time. It frees you up immensely.
Which is powerful.
Yeah.
But it does make you think, what happens to, like, authenticity?
That's the big question. Maybe authenticity shifts. You know, becomes more about being transparent about using the AI and focusing on the human curation behind it.
Interesting point. Okay, so we've got our digital persona. What about the sound of our content? And then how do we actually consume all the info out there?
Right, so for sound, there's Suno AI.
Ah, yes, Suno. This sounds like a lifesaver for creators. Custom background music on demand.
Exactly, it tackles that massive headache. Okay. Copyright strikes.
Oh man, yeah. Anyone who's had a video pulled or demonetized knows that pain. It's compared to Epidemic Sound, SoundDraw.
And for creators trying to make a living out of it, like the source said, avoiding those copyright issues is just fundamental.
Absolutely critical. It democratizes the music side of things.
It does. Though, you know, you could argue it might lead to a lot of similar sounding stuff.
Yeah.
Maintaining a unique sound might be the next challenge.
True. Okay, so that's creating sound. What about consuming information? Google's Notebook LM.
Yeah, Notebook LM. This one's clever.
It summarizes blogs or videos into a podcast. like with two people talking.
Exactly. An audio summary in a conversational format. Perfect for listening on the go, like you said, during a commute or travel.
That's brilliant. I could definitely use that.
Me too. And it does more, right? Summarizing PDFs, PowerPoints, other documents.
And you can ask it questions, get deeper insights, pull out highlights. It's a huge time saver.
Massive.
And it's free.
Completely free to try, yeah.
Wow.
What I find really interesting is how it shifts reading from passive to active. You're not just reading, you're interacting, asking questions, pulling info from people like Paul Graham or Sam Altman quickly.
Engaging with the material conversationally. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's widen the lens a bit. General content creation, text, visuals, the basics for so much online stuff.
Sure. So for text, you've got the big players like ChatGPT, Jasper AI.
Right. The PDF mentioned those for brainstorming, scripting, writing posts, ad copy, all that. Streamlining the whole writing process.
And copy.ai gets a specific shout out for marketing copy. Especially its ability to nail a specific brand voice.
The brand voice customization, that's key for consistency.
Definitely.
Then visuals, Canva AI, Adobe Firefly for graphics, thumbnails, making it easy.
Super accessible now.
And for those really unique standout images, Midjourney and DALL-E are still the ones people mention for generating visuals from text prompts.
Yeah, for branding, for catching the eye.
What this all means, really, is that design and content creation are becoming much more accessible, aren't they?
Totally democratized.
Yeah.
You don't need to be a graphic designer anymore to make something look really good. It shifts the focus.
From technical skill to creative direction, maybe.
Exactly. Vision and execution speed.
All right, let's move into some more advanced territory. Business automation, coding, even making meetings smarter.
All right.
Claude. From Anthropic,
mm-hmm.
Specifically the 3.5 Sonnet model. Sounds like it's a powerhouse for coding.
Yeah, very strong. Generating snippets, whole programs, even games, just from natural language.
But the really intriguing part was the computer use function in a sandbox.
Right, the sandbox environment. Basically, yeah. It's like giving the AI its own safe space, a virtual computer, to try things out.
So you can just tell it, hey, do this task on a computer, and it tries to figure it out.
Pretty much. Automating tasks without messing with your main system.
Mm-hmm.
The source also mentioned Pythagora AI as even more advanced, deploying whole programs quickly.
That's a big leap. It makes you wonder, like, what does developer even mean if the AI can build stuff from a description?
Exactly. That line, you don't even need to know how to code.
Mm-hmm.
That's a paradigm shift right there. Articulating the need becomes the skill.
Mind-blowing. Okay, then there's Omi. This isn't software, it's hardware, a wearable pendant.
Yeah, a little device you wear. It listens to your conversations, meetings, chats with friends.
And transcribes them, identifies speakers, gives you summaries.
All of that. The source told a story about using it, then later asking, you know, what did we say about India or the OV1 visa?
And it knew.
Yep, gave a proper description. It costs about $69 US, though they did mention battery life could be better.
Still, having that kind of recall?
It's like externalizing your memory for conversations, right? You can be more present in the moment because you know the details are captured.
Like a perfect meeting assistant. Okay, what about scaling things up? Like outreach for businesses?
Right, cold outreach. Mm. Instantly in Apollo were the tools mentioned.
For automating mass emails, but in a smart, contextualized way.
Yeah, letting marketing agencies or sales teams send hundreds of tailored emails really efficiently.
And the results they quoted were pretty impressive, like 10, 15 calls booked, a few clients closed per trip.
Making the trips pay for themselves, essentially.
It's huge value for freelancers or agencies trying to grow.
Absolutely. It turns a manual grind into a scalable machine, lowers the barrier for effective outreach significantly.
Okay, switching back to visuals for a second, Flux AI. For ultra-realistic pictures.
Yeah, the source put this one on another level, even compared to Midjourney, creating images where you really cannot tell the difference.
Wow, for thumbnails, social media, LinkedIn, places where realism matters.
Think about the branding implications. Creating perfectly tailored, hyper-realistic visual stories without needing photographers or complex shoots. It blurs lines.
Definitely blurs the lines. And finally, in this section, search Perplexity AI.
Ah, yeah, called out as a favorite for AI search.
Better than Google for finding current info, because it gives real-time results.
Right, and it synthesizes answers instead of just giving you a list of links.
Yeah.
Much faster for getting up to speed, so that changes how we even look for information, doesn't it? From hunting through links to just getting the answer synthesized for you.
Speeds everything up. Less searching, more knowing.
Precisely.
Okay, now for the really big shifts, the stuff that feels like the future arriving in 2025, AI agents.
Yes, these are definitely on the rise.
Google Mariner was mentioned, an AI agentic workflow right inside Chrome. What does agentic workflow actually mean here?
Think of it like an AI that doesn't just answer one question, but understands a bigger goal.
Okay.
It can break that goal down into steps, execute them, learn, adapt.
Yeah.
Basically act autonomously to get something complex done for you.
Like finding the cheapest flight or sorting through emails automatically.
Exactly. Tasks that usually need multiple manual steps.
And this connects to that Sam Altman quote.
Right. The next billion-dollar company can be a single-person company. Because these agents could handle so much.
And it's not just Google. OpenAI has Swamp. Salesforce has Agentforce. Everyone's building these.
The vision is kind of staggering. AI agents handling marketing, HR, accounting, sales.
Allowing one person to run what used to take a whole department. That definitely speaks to that initial idea we had.
It really does. Redefining work at a fundamental level.
And having Mariner just in Chrome. The convenience factor is huge. It's right where you are.
Seamless integration, yeah.
The other massive game changer, generative video, OpenAI Sora.
Ah, Sora. We know it can create amazing clips.
Right, incredible frames. But the new thing is the storyboarding feature.
Yeah, this sounds like the next leap, stitching entire scenes together from just text descriptions.
So video editors can create ultra-realistic video elements without needing stock footage or complex animation.
That's the promise. Create whole sequences quickly. The source did mention it sometimes struggles a little bit with limbs.
Huh, yeah, the classic AI art quirk.
A minor point, probably, given the overall capability. The potential is immense.
It really makes you ask, though, if Sora can generate entire scenes in minutes, work that used to take days, how does that change video production?
It shifts the skill set, doesn't it? Less manual creation, maybe more directing the AI, refining, curating. A different kind of creativity is needed.
Creative leadership over the AI. Okay, wow, we've covered a lot today.
We really have. From digital personas and custom music.
To AI that codes, takes notes, runs outreach campaigns, generates photorealistic images.
All the way to agents running business functions and AI creating entire video scenes.
The goal here was really just to give you a clear map of this rapidly changing AI landscape. What's real, what's powerful now, and what's coming fast.
And the big theme, I think, is empowerment. AI isn't just some abstract trend.
No, it's practical.
It's a fundamental shift, giving individuals and businesses new superpowers, really. Boosting efficiency, unlocking creativity. It's about augmenting us, not replacing us.
Augmenting, yeah, I like that. So here's something to leave you thinking about. With AI agents potentially handling entire workflows and AI generating complex media, what's left for us? What new kinds of human creativity or strategy or even just connection become more important? What stands out to you about how all this might redefine work in 2025 and beyond?
This is James, a spokesperson for the G-Ray Records Music Network. Thanks a million to everyone for tuning in and listening to G-Ray Records, your place for music plus more. May peace be with you.